The opening mass for World Youth Day is scheduled to begin in just a few minutes in Sydney, Australia. Charles Collins takes a look at the festivities.
Thousands of people gathered in Sydney last night to count down to midnight, because today is the official opening of World Youth Day. Over 100,000 people are right now gathered in Barangaroo at Darling Harbour for the opening mass of World Youth Day. It'll be celebrated by the Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell. After the mass, the World Youth Day concert will begin and will probably involve even more people because thousands are still arriving for the event. Officials say Sydney is coping as well as could be expected to the large number of pilgrims converging on the city.
First day, things have gone well as far as transport and traffic.
Pope Benedict will join the festivities on Thursday. He's currently at the Kenthurst Study Center, about 50 kilometers outside of the city. Yesterday, Cardinal Pell told journalists that the Pope is resting after his 20-hour plane flight from Rome.
He's now resting at a retreat center in northwest Sydney and is doing very well. The lodgings in Kenthurst are simple but comfortable. He does have access to a tennis court, but we don't anticipate that he will be using that. He is a few days to recover from the longest flight that he has undertaken, and I'm sure that he will be in fine form for his official welcome on Thursday.
Aside from his rest, the Pope is also said to be praying and exploring the grounds of the center. Footage was released of him meeting with Cardinal Pell, as well as taking a walk around the center's duck pond. The staff at Kenthurst have also arranged for a cat named Bella to be on the grounds with the Holy Father. Pope Benedict is a famous cat lover, and the staff say the 11-month-old gray tabby kitten has been brought in to make him feel at home during his 3-day stay at the center. I'm Charles Collins.